This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Securing a housing voucher is a critical step for a low-income family searching for a place to live. In theory, vouchers should allow a family to find an affordable home, but in practice, housing choices are often limited by landlords. The Urban Institute in Washington, D.C. recently issued a report showing that of five selected cities across the country, Fort Worth had the highest rejection rate of housing vouchers. Mary Kay Cunningham is with the Urban Institute, and she joins me now. Mary Kay Cunningham, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
First off, how important are these housing vouchers, and how are they supposed to work?
Housing vouchers are the primary way we actually provide housing assistance to people who need help paying the rent. Households who need help paying the rent get on a long waiting list, often years, and wait for a voucher. Their name comes up on a list, they get the voucher, and then they have to go out into the private market and look for housing. So they have to find a landlord to rent a unit to them. And it's hard enough to get off the waiting list, but it is also really difficult, our study finds, to find a landlord who will rent to them, particularly in places like Fort Worth.
How did you conduct your study?
So we looked across five sites. We looked in LA, Washington, D.C., the state of New Jersey, Philadelphia, and we basically called landlords. So we did a sample. We pulled a sample of where the units are that voucher holders could actually rent, where they're eligible for the rental cap. And then we started calling landlords that were listing units on places like Craigslist and Apartments.com. So we had essentially testers who were posing as voucher holders and asking landlords if they accept vouchers.
Your report shows that Fort Worth has a 78% landlord denial rate. That's the highest of the five cities the Urban Institute studied across the country. Why is that?
So I think there's a lot of reasons that can explain the high rejection rates in Fort Worth. Some of that has to do with how the local housing authorities are managed. Some of it has to do with, is there a source of income protection that says it's illegal to discriminate against voucher holders, which Fort Worth doesn't have? And a lot of it has to do with where the rents are set. So is the local housing authority really setting rents at the neighborhood level, which makes the rents more precise, which means the landlord is getting the rent that more accurately reflects what they could get in the private market? There's also, I would just add that there's also many landlords who have negative perceptions of voucher holders. And so because of these stereotypes, they reject participation in the program overall.
How do you think that this can be fixed? You know, what can cities do and what can landlords do?
So local public housing authorities, local cities, counties can reach out to landlords. I mean, I think that the participation from landlords is often overlooked, in part because there isn't a lot of funding to go and do that extra work of reaching out to landlords, recruiting them to participate in the program, provide financial incentives to really say yes to voucher holders. And a lot of that, like I said, is not funded. And so it requires extra resources that the housing authorities have to find on their own. The other thing, so that's sort of thinking about the carrot. I think there's also a stick here, which is to say local jurisdictions can also pass these source of income protections to say, hey, it's illegal to discriminate against voucher holders if you're a landlord. You have to consider them in your applicant pool and screen them like any other person who would come to rent an apartment from you.
Mary Kay Cunningham is the Vice President of Metropolitan Housing and Communities Policy at the Urban Institute. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.